This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the latest developments in the global coronavirus crisis. Tokyo reported a record rise in coronavirus cases on Saturday as Japan experiences a surge that now includes a new fast-spreading strain. Japan has also decided to ban all new entries of foreign nationals from December 28th to the end of January, following the detection of the new virus variant in arrivals from Britain. South Korea posted its second highest daily number of coronavirus cases on Saturday as outbreaks at a prison, nursing homes, and churches continued to grow, prompting authorities to plead for a halt to all year-end gatherings. Sydney residents were urged not to head to the shops for Boxing Day bargains, while those in some northern beach suburbs prepared to re-enter a strict lockdown for 3 days from Sunday as the Australian city seeks to stamp out a coronavirus outbreak. A fire killed at least 7 people and injured several others on Saturday at a private hospital that was treating coronavirus patients on the outskirts of the Egyptian capital, Cairo, local sources and media said. Iran has extended a nighttime traffic curfew to 330 lower-risk cities in an effort to sustain a recent fall in the number of new COVID-19 infections and deaths, state television reported on Saturday. And Russia on Saturday approved its main COVID-19 vaccine, Sputnik V, for use by people over the age of 60. Russian news agency cited the health ministry as saying people over 60 have thus far been excluded from Russia's national inoculation program as the shot was tested on this age group separately. The COVID-19 vaccine developed by China's Sinovac Biotech showed efficacy between 50 and 90%. This is VOA News. And here are some of the other stories making headlines around the globe today. The jobless benefits of millions of Americans expired on Saturday after U.S. President Donald Trump refused to sign into law a $2.3 trillion coronavirus pandemic aid and spending package, protesting that it did not do enough to help everyday people. The United Nations says that 3 of its peacekeepers have been killed by unidentified combatants in the Central African Republic as the country prepares for a general election and fighting continues between rebels and government forces. Britain is set for a new chapter after securing a hard-fought post-Brexit trade deal with the European Union. 10 out of 12 Hong Kong pro-democracy activists arrested as they try to flee the territory by speedboat to Taiwan will face trial in mainland China on December 28th. This is according to campaigners and family members. Hundreds of trucks arrive at the French port of Calais as authorities scramble to ease a bottleneck in Britain, where thousands of drivers have been stuck for days after France imposed tougher coronavirus rules. And in Uganda, Uganda suspended all campaigning for January's presidential poll in the capital and 10 populous districts on Saturday, citing coronavirus risks. But critics said the real reason was, in fact, the opposition's popularity in these areas. The East African country is scheduled to hold a presidential election on January 14th. A spokesman for the Independent Electoral Commission said the suspensions are taking place in areas where there's a high spread of the coronavirus. Uganda has reported roughly 33,000 COVID-19 infections and 245 deaths from the virus since the pandemic began. Candidate and pop star Bobby Wine has emerged as the strongest challenger to President Yoweri Museveni. The president has been in power since 1986. Last month, 3 people died in protests that erupted after police arrested Wine while he was campaigning in the country's east for violating anti-coronavirus measures. Wine had several rallies scheduled this coming week as well. Ethiopia will hold legislative and regional elections on June 5th of next year, the Electoral Commission is saying, after polls scheduled for 2020 were delayed by the coronavirus pandemic. The canceled elections were a factor that stoked tensions between Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed and the dissident Northern Tigray region. For more on these stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.